Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajanand, and today I have with me a very special guest, Dharmesh Shah, Head of Technicals and ICICI Direct. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Shah.
Good afternoon, Shirish.
Right. Mr. Shah, the first question I want to put it across to you is that what is your near-term outlook for the markets and which are the key levels which one should watch out for?
Yeah. See, if you look at the market in the near term, I think so market has been trading in a very narrow range, between the range of 8800 to 9500.
Mm-hmm.
So I think so market should be going forward. I think so the trading range with stock specific action likely to continue.
Okay.
If you just key point to highlight in this near term outlook, if you look at the pullbacks, each pullback has been not more than 500 points.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to make this move to be a more bigger move, I think so market has to make something like more than 500 points, which comes to, which should be about 9300.
Okay.
From taking a bottom of 8800.
Right.
Adding 500 points to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe, I think so 9300 in the near term, I think so will be very crucial resistance level to be watched out for.
Mm-hmm.
Holding this or trading above 9300 will, I think so, further accelerate the upward momentum, as we may see a consolidation in the range of 8800 being a 61% retracement of this move from 8000 to 9900.
Mm-hmm.
And 80% comes at around 8400-8500. So any,
right,
if you see a dip below 8800 also, you don't see much of a negativity in the market, but believe any dip from the current level,
mm-hmm,
should be looked as a buying opportunity in the near term, because we don't expect any major cracks. But yeah, definitely more stock specific action more likely to continue,
mm-hmm,
with this trading range of 8800 to 9300.
Right. Well, in your report, you also highlighted the stock behavior post the bearish phases. So what was the stock behavior like seen post bear phase in 1992, 2000 and 2008?
Yeah. So we have done analysis of last three major bear markets, which,
mm-hmm,
was around 1992, 2000 and 2008.
Right.
Over the past three decades, what we have observed that each of the time benchmark has corrected more than 40-50%.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have run our thesis across these three bear phases, there have been some good companies which have seen a good correction of around 70% to 60% from their life highs.
Mm-hmm.
All these three instances, what we have observed, the similar thing, key thing to highlight is, 1 year forward return of all these fallen gems,
mm-hmm,
has generated a disproportionate return. I think,
okay,
I would say a fantastic return, more than double digit return in,
right,
just 1 year.
Okay.
So going by the history, we believe, I think the current bear market has already seen a 40% correction from,
mm-hmm,
the high of 12,400.
Mm-hmm.
We believe, I think so, this is again a one good opportunity in a decade,
mm-hmm,
for the investors, I think so, those who have missed the bus of 2016-17 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
I think so this is again a right time to deploy the money, maybe in a staggered way, because we don't see a V-shaped recovery, but a more,
right,
a U-shaped recovery where stock specific action likely to continue.
Okay. And what's the criteria for shortlisting Phoenix stocks?
Yeah. Now, coming to the criteria, I think so we have done two models. I think so one is technical and also supported by fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk for technicals, I think so three factors which we have taken care of.
Right.
One is a price structure analysis. Price structure analysis is something like a retracement we look at in technical terms, where faster retracement is observed.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the stocks where we see a structural turnaround. When you see to give just one example, that 5 weeks of fall get replaced in 2 weeks or 3 weeks,
uh-huh,
in a lesser time. It's something, a structural turnaround we see in technical. So something like faster retracement is coming under, or something like a slower pace of a retracement of a rise,
uh-huh,
again a good sign. So we believe, I think so, price structure analysis is one thing which we,
okay,
look out for.
Uh-huh.
Apart from price structure, we also look at the momentum oscillators like stochastics behavior over,
right,
a longer time frame. And again, a classical Dow theory principles of making higher high, higher lows, and all your patterns,
okay,
again supporting, mm-hmm, that again being a part of it. So these are the three criteria which we have taken in this thesis in our, this time in our technical model.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, again, fundamental also we do check out the companies which are credible, which are good track record, strong management,
right,
strong balance sheet. I think so those are again a part which again, and valuation wise it's more not so expensive,
mm-hmm,
then that is also a criteria while taking a selection of stocks. So these are the two supported by technical and fundamental we came out with this report.
Right. And now that we've discussed the criteria, now which are the stocks that are set to make a comeback and why?
Yeah. Now so the stocks, as I, you know, the report name is Phoenix, and Phoenix is something Greek mythology where a long-lived bird that cycles regenerates or a born again.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe, I think so, top picks again of 94, 95 stocks, which have been a selection of this Phoenix stocks,
right.
Of which we have selected 5 stocks, which remains to be a top pick.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect this to give a better return in the coming days.
Mm-hmm.
The Container Corporation again is a buy with a target of 433, the
mm-hmm.
upside of 17%.
Right.
Balkrishna Industries again, we remain to be positive on the auto ancillary,
mm-hmm.
where again a stock is likely to hit a target of 1120,
mm-hmm.
the time frame of upside of 20%.
Right.
Polycab again on the cable side, we believe, I think so, the stock post listing has seen a good correction.
Mm-hmm.
We believe it's at a strong support level. So 830 is a target for Polycab with a 20% upside.
Okay.
Bharat Dynamics again a part of a PSU and a defensive stock, part of a defense sector.
Right.
Below, I think so, 279 is likely target for Bharat Dynamics with a
mm-hmm.
target of 24%.
Mm-hmm.
And a Birla Corp again in the cement space, where we believe, I think so, infrastructure in the coming 3 to 6 months will see some bit of a pickup in action, where again a target of 405 with upside of 26%. So this remains to be a top pick
mm-hmm.
among the, for the time frame of 1 year.
Right. Well, the 5 stocks, I'll repeat it for our listeners again. The 5 stocks contain Container Corporation, Balkrishna Industries, Polycap India, Bharat Dynamics and Birla Corporation. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Shah, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.